Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsy-Guy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit organization, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're featuring Red Tail Land Conservancy, an organization that preserves, protects, and restores natural areas in eight counties throughout East Central Indiana.
I'm Ray Montagno, and I'm a semi-retired Ball State professor and past president of the board.
I'm John Craddock, and retired director from the Bureau of Water Quality, Local Water Pollution Agency.
I'm Kelly Forkman. I'm a biologist. I am the executive assistant for Red Tail, and I've been with the organization for 2 years now.
Well, basically, it's an agency to preserve various parcels of land in East Central Indiana that our executive director, Barry Banks, set up 15, 16 years ago. And it is to save those parcels for future generations.
We certainly need volunteers on a regular basis. I mean, stewarding our properties has to happen every year. We need to deal with invasive species on our local properties. So that's one area. We can always use many, many more volunteers.
It's in East Central Indiana. It covers many counties. The property is not just in Delaware County. So our board members also come from surrounding counties, too.
Red Tail's always in need of people who are invested in our organization, whether that be through your time, your thoughts, spreading the word, people who like to go out to our properties. We have several that are open to the public, such as McVeigh Memorial Forest, which is in Randolph County. People to go out and take pictures and post them online, or to just tell their friends and family and say, hey, you should, you know, look into this organization, Red Tail Land Conservancy. They do all this great stuff for our community. That is just one way in which it doesn't take much time, it doesn't take much effort to just help an organization such as ours.
So I've been involved with the business community over many years, and you know, we talk about job creation, economic development as a goal for every community. Well, one of the things that attracts businesses is quality of life. And if we don't work to make sure the quality of life in our community is attractive, then we're not going to have the kind of economic development goals that we strive for. And so having an attractive physical environment, which includes woodlands and rivers and all our natural heritage, critically important that we strive to make sure this is the most attractive area we can. And the Red Tail is one of those organizations that is making a difference in that area. And if we set aside even small parcels of land that have natural beauty, it's going to be attractive to folks from the outside when they come here and say, oh, that's an asset that makes this kind of place that I want to live and raise my kids.
We only have one earth. We all have to work for its protection. And this land conservancy, the Red Tail Conservancy, is one way. And all together, if we're working together, then hopefully we will have something to pass down to our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren so that they don't just have to read about the outdoors the way it was 100 years ago.
You'll hear more about Red Tail Land Conservancy all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsy-Guy and produced by Sean Ashcraft. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible by the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.